Well, hello, everybody, and happy Monday, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. The number 844-322-2742, so if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, well, like to get our input, this is a good opportunity to call straight in right now. Again, 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. It is Basic Gospel, my friends, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Got one of the sweetest notes I think I've ever gotten in all my years of ministry. A sweet lady wrote in and said, I gave a donation. I gave all that I could. Times are hard. And she is so right. Times are hard.
Yeah.
But from her resources, she decided, I want to give. I want to help support the proclamation of the good news. And I can't tell you how wonderful that was to read. And just
warms your heart.
Yeah, it just pricked my heart and said, wow, Lord, thank you, thank you. Thank you. And that's somebody that is moved by the Spirit of God, moved by the love of God, moved by the grace of God to do something so that somebody else could be connected to the love of God, that somebody else could hear about the grace of God, somebody else could know Jesus personally, not just about him, not just kind of the facts, not just the history, but actually know him as their living Lord and Savior. Yeah. And so that just did my heart so good to read that. And that's the kind of folks that stand up and support Basic Gospel. That's the makeup. That's the characteristic of Basic Gospel Nation. People so moved by a Spirit of God that they want to get involved, regardless of what their financial situations are.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you today, on Monday, we have 2 days left until fiscal year 2020 ends for Basic Gospel. We have about $70,000 left to go to meet that target.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, thank you, thank you to our listeners who are stepping up to the plate, our listeners who are choosing to give. That just means the world to us here at Basic Gospel, a great encouragement, a great boost in the arm as far as we're concerned. But where it's really important, where the impact is really felt, are the folks out there who are searching for answers, who just happen to tune, to scan across the radio dial and find Basic Gospel and hear that their sins have been forgiven in Christ Jesus, or hear that you know, God actually loves them, that God has a plan for their lives, that they get to hear about the fullness of God's love and grace. So that's where the impact is really felt out there in the world, as God takes the message being communicated through these airwaves, through the internet platforms and the various social media channels that we use. When God takes that message and pushes it out through those platforms, it connects to human hearts. And whenever the Word of God, whenever the power of the gospel connects to a human heart, a life is changed.
Yes.
So thank you for making that impact felt through your gifts all across this country. It means so much. We, like I said, we have 70,000 left to go between now and midnight tomorrow night. So please choose to give between now and midnight tomorrow night. So there is a sense of urgency as far as the time is concerned, and we would love to hear you, and let's get this thing met.
Absolutely. Friends, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net, or if you prefer to mail your gift, you can do so by sending your gift to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, that's Suite 310 in Louisville, Texas, 75057. You can also give through the Basic Gospel app, which is a great way. And when you make that gift, no later than tomorrow at midnight, we're going to send you a copy of our new 30-day devotional called Forgiveness. It can be your key to freedom from the heavy weight of sin, guilt, and fear. And we'll send it to you to say thank you for your gift by tomorrow midnight, the end of our fiscal year. Again, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net, or if you prefer to mail your gift, again, you can do it by sending it to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310 in Louisville, Texas, 75057. Well, Bob, again, we have open lines if our listeners would like to call. It's roughly 4 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, and if you're hearing the broadcast at that time, you can call and speak directly with Bob Christopher and me. We would love for you to do that at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, this question from Landon.
Hello, my name is Landon. I have a question about how to respond to people who do not believe in God and the atheists. I had a response from someone. They made these 3 points on the subject of believing in God in the Bible. They said, do you believe, they said, you also believe in Santa? And they said, went on to say how adults should not believe in God and fairy tales, and that it is a sign of low intelligence. I would like to know, how should I respond to someone like this? Also, it hurts me to be told that I have low intelligence because I believe in God. Thank you.
Well, Landon, great questions. And certainly, you know, the atheist voices out there are getting stronger and stronger. I think the internet has certainly fueled their outreach and their impact on the world. But when you look at the smartest atheists in the world, they don't think that Jesus is a fairy tale. They actually believe he's a historical figure. So if you look up Richard Dawkins or Christopher Hitchens or Peter Singer or any of these guys who are up in the upper echelons as far as intelligence is concerned, and in the upper echelons as far as their atheism is concerned, I mean, these are the voices the atheists listen to. Mm-hmm. And every single one of them agree that Jesus was a historical figure. He's not a fairy tale. He's not something that has been made up. He's not a figment of somebody's imagination. So to equate Santa Claus with Jesus Christ and to say both are just fairy tales is really a sign of your friend's ignorance. That's intellectual suicide on his part or her part to say that. So he's showing his ignorance. You aren't showing yours at all because you are believing the historical facts. Now, what we do with those facts, that's a different story. Like Richard Dawkins and Peter Singer and Christopher Hitchens, they rejected the claims that Jesus made about himself, but they agree that he made those claims as written in the Word of God. They agree that he actually lived on planet Earth at a specific time in history. They agree with what the history books and what the Bible has to say about Jesus as far as his historicity. So we have to understand that. The second thing is, I guarantee your friends have never ever read the Bible. They are just parroting some information that they have heard from other people. So they have never actually read the Bible. So I think you can say, you know, smart people throughout history have at least opened up the Word of God to find out what it says. Have you done that? Have you opened up the Bible? Have you opened up, for example, to John chapter 1 and read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen or beheld his glory as the one from the Father, full of grace and truth." Have you read that? And I would challenge them. I would issue a challenge to read the Bible. And then as far as your self-worth is concerned, you know, as a child of God, you're going to receive all types of criticism. You are going to be made fun of. You are going to be treated in a similar way that the world itself treated Jesus. Now, they're not going to hang you on a cross and do anything like that, but they will mock you. They will jeer at you. They will try to make you feel stupid. But always remember this passage out of the Old Testament. A fool says in his heart that there is no God. So you're not the foolish one, Landon. You have come to truth. You know Jesus, and you allow Jesus to continue to renew that mind and to equip that mind to give a solid defense for the hope that is it, that is within you. And you trust the Lord to use whatever you may throw out in these conversations to be a seed that will be planted in their hearts and minds as well. One thing that I might encourage you to do, we had a gentleman on our broadcast, I think last year, maybe the year before, Jim Wallace, who wrote a book called Cold Case Christianity, a wonderful defense of the gospel. And he talks a lot about how to work your way through some of these arguments that skeptics bring to the table. It's available through our website at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. It's called Cold Case Christianity. It's a book that we recommend, and we would love, Landon, to be able to put that in your hands.
Yes, indeed. Landon, thanks for reaching out. We hope this is a help to you. Again, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. Again, 844-322-2742. And again, this call came in off hours. Bob, let's listen.
Good morning, Bob. I would like to know if you could please explain Galatians chapter 1. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for that that question. I mean, that's that could be 3 weeks of broadcasting to explain explain Galatians chapter 1. Galatians is a beautiful book. It's a book of freedom. It's a book about our liberty in Christ Jesus. Paul, in this particular book, he takes the passage out of Habakkuk, which says the just will live by faith. And in this particular letter to the Galatians, he talks he talks through that verse and explains what it means to live. So in Romans, the book of Romans, Paul explains what it means to be made right, to be made just through faith in Jesus Christ. Here it's how to live by faith in Jesus Christ. And then in Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews talks about the nature and essence of faith. So we see that passage is being explained in all of these letters. Now, as far as the book of Galatians is concerned, he starts out with a quick synopsis of the good news of Jesus Christ. He talks about the Lord, the one who gave himself for our sins and delivers us from this present evil age according to the will of God our Father. And then he gets into the meat of it. He says, I am absolutely astonished that you guys, you Galatians, are so quickly deserting him, Jesus, who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. So here's what was happening in that province of Galatia. Paul went into it on one of his missionary journeys, and as he did in every place he went, he probably went to the synagogue first, and then he started preaching outside that synagogue, and he was telling people about the risen Christ, that this Christ that was crucified in Jerusalem, he was buried. On the third day, he was raised back to life. And it's through faith in him that you can experience forgiveness in life, that you can be made new in Christ Jesus. So he laid out the gospel, the death, the burial, and resurrection. After he did, he continued on his missionary journey. And there were some folk from Jerusalem, some Judaizers, some Jewish believers that came into the province and said, hey, if you Gentiles want to be real Christians, then you need to follow the customs of Moses. You need to be circumcised. You need to live like we do. So they were trying to mark out these Gentile believers as ones who were like and similar to them. And so Paul in verse 10 says, for am I now seeking the approval of man or of God, or am I trying to please man? If I were trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. So this gospel message comes in. We listen to it. We hear it. We respond to it. And now we're identified with Jesus Christ. We've died in Christ. We've been raised to walk in the newness of him. This life that we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. But folks will come in and they will try to move us away from that identity in mm-hmm. Christ and encourage us to identify with them, to become a part of that group. And if we cave, if we cave to that peer pressure, then we've become people pleasers. But we don't have to. Why? Because we have an identity that is unshakable, unmovable. We are children of God. We have the Spirit of God living inside of us, by whom we call out, Abba, Father. So he's saying, hey, if you're going to follow after these Judaizers, you're going to become people pleasers, and then you are going away from the gospel that saved you and into something that's absolutely no gospel at all. And then in the rest of the chapter, verses 11 down through 24, Paul gives a little bit of how he came to know this good news about Jesus Christ. He didn't receive it from man. He was taken away out into the desert. He spent some time with the Lord Jesus, learning the Lord Jesus, taking him back through the Old Testament scriptures, opening his eyes to the story of Jesus. And boy, he became a real proclaimer mm-hmm. of this good news of Jesus Christ. When he did go see those that are pillars of the faith, they extended to him the right hand of fellowship. They didn't add. They agreed that what he was teaching was the true, genuine, one singular gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, some people will look at this and say, well, Paul had a gospel to the Gentiles. Peter had a gospel to the Jews. Well, if you read this letter, you know Paul doesn't buy into that at all, because he says, if anyone, even an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. So if there were two different gospels, if there was a gospel to the Gentiles and a gospel to the Jews, Paul would be saying that gospel that is being delivered to the Jews by whoever, those folks should be accursed, because there's only one gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news concerning his death, his burial, his resurrection, and we're all going to stand together around that singular message, whether Jew or Gentile.
Yes, indeed. Well, we appreciate hearing from our listeners and some good questions coming in, so we are grateful for that as well. And, you know, as we did at the top of the program today, Bob, we've talked a lot about our fiscal year end, and it is now literally on top of us. Now, you expressed appreciation to the listeners who have stepped up to support this ministry, but beyond that, what are your hopes going forward? What would you like to say to our listeners before this month and year end tomorrow?
Well, we just need you to be with us, and we're so grateful for the many people who are. Folks, gosh, there are all kinds of messages that are out there in the world today. We're in the middle of a political battle. We see Christians taking sides. We see some Christians on the left. We see some Christians on the right. There's a big divide there. We're playing identity politics. We've got all kinds of issues that are going on out there in the world that are dividing us one from another. We've got this disease, this pandemic that is happening, and we've just got a lot of bad news filling the air.
Yeah.
And we need some truth. We need some good news. We need something that can bring us together. It's not going to be a politician. It's not going to be a political party. It's not going to be a political movement. It's not going to be a social movement. It's not going to be a social justice movement. It's not going to be any of those things. Those things have been tried and have been cycled through time and time and time and time again, and we're left holding up our hands in frustration saying, can anybody fix the mess that we're living in?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is a resounding yes. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus Christ, the one who died 2,000 years ago, who was raised from the dead, who's alive and living today. So, folks, my hope, my dream, my vision is that Christians will get off the dime as far as all the different things that are going on out there and will stand solidly and clearly on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul said, what I've received, and he didn't make up this gospel message. This was something that was revealed to him. He simply received it. And what he received, he passed on as of first importance, and it was his encouragement to the Corinthians, take your stand on this gospel message. It is time in America, in the Western world, and really all around the planet, for believers to take their stand solely on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have something to offer. We have something to give. We have something to provide that is not out there in the world. We have the true knowledge of God that has been revealed to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Let us not shrink back from this great privilege, this great opportunity of telling the world all about the Savior,
yes,
our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It is time, and this is my dream, my vision, my hope, my desire, is support this message. Whatever you can do, however much you can give, however generous you can be, step up to the plate, take your stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ, and say, I am shouting it from the rooftops, Jesus Christ is alive.
Absolutely. And friends, we'll be giving the ways that you can give as we close the program in just a couple of minutes. But Bob, we have, did you want to go to?
Let's go to our phone lines. Let's talk to Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hi, two of my
Now follow that one up, okay, my friend?
Now, your favorite guys of mine, and I just want to encourage everybody listening to this message. I've been blessed to be listening to Basic Gospel since 1987, Brother Andrew Farley. And you just have to, when you know your identity in Jesus Christ, you're on your way to freedom. And this gospel message has been proclaimed by Bob and others, and I am so very grateful for it, and I will be calling Michelle as soon as I hang up.
Well, we appreciate that, Brad, and you are a good friend of the ministry and a dear brother in Christ and a fellow proclaimer of Jesus. Brad does all kinds of wonderful things in encouraging believers all across this country through phone calls and emails. He is being a voice in this world today, voicing that Jesus Christ is alive. And that's what we do at Basic Gospel Nation. We give that good news out. We tell that story. We take our stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are so grateful for the thousands of people who stand with us.
Mm-hmm.
But we need your help. If you've never supported Basic Gospel, let today be the day that you go to basicgospel.net and click the donate button and give us the heartfelt message, I want to be a part of proclaiming Jesus to the world.
Well, you've heard it from two hearts just in the last few minutes, friends, from Bob and from Brad. And keep in mind that tomorrow is the end of our fiscal year, and we need to stress the importance of your gifts. As Bob said, we need $70,000 by midnight tomorrow night. That's not an insurmountable amount, but, you know, everybody pitching in, we can make that happen as we continue to proclaim the fullness of God and his love in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're about. So, friends, please step up and stand with us. You can make your gift online at basicgospel.net, or if you prefer to mail your gift, our address is 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. And when you make that gift, we'll say thanks by sending you a copy of our new devotional called Forgiveness. Take the journey to freedom from sin, guilt, and fear through this new 30-day devotional. So again, please join us by making your gift at basicgospel.net or by mail at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Also overnight, if you have a Bible question or a life issue you'd like us to discuss, give us a call. Leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.